Our next story takes us to the U.S.-Mexico border. On the Mexican side are foreign factories called maquiladoras, many of them built by U.S. companies. These factories employ hundreds of thousands of workers. Those workers earn as little as $7 a day assembling things like computers, cars, and airplanes. But as demand for cheap labor rises and the value of the Mexican peso falls, workers are protesting the low pay and poor working conditions. Mónica Ortiz Uribe of station KJZZ reports from Ciudad Juárez.
Just after 4 p.m. on weekdays, a procession of repurposed American school buses moves through an outlying neighborhood in Ciudad Juárez. Workers in factory smocks file out and drift across desert lots littered with tumbleweeds and trash. They're headed home after working the morning shift at many of the city's 300 foreign-owned factories. Brenda Estrada comforts her infant daughter as she wakes from a nap. Estrada is a single mom who shares three concrete rooms with her two kids and younger brother. She keeps them warm by burning wood in a metal trash bin in the living room. A bundle of wood costs almost half her daily salary.
No, o sea, más bien uno sobrevive, no vive.
We don't live on our wages, she says. We just survive. For 7 years, Estrada assembled fiber optic cables for the American telecommunications company CommScope. Last fall, Estrada and other longtime workers in Juárez began asking CommScope for a raise.
Pues nosotros quisimos formar un sindicato independiente.
We started organizing ourselves into a union, Estrada says. Then we were fired. Close to 200 workers make the same claim. Now they're suing CommScope to get their jobs back. In a written statement, CommScope denies these claims, saying the company only fired 8 workers for violating work rules. Ultimately, the workers did establish a union, which got state approval in December. That's significant because factory unions are practically unheard of in Mexico's industrial north. More common are so-called paper unions, which are set up and largely controlled by the companies. Even after their initial victory, workers now face the challenge of negotiating with a multi-million-dollar company. In the parking lot outside the state labor court, a few dozen CommScope workers meet with their attorney, Cuauhtémoc Estrada, after a hearing. This is something historic, Estrada says of the negotiations. 50 years ago, Juárez was the birthplace of the maquiladora, or foreign factory industry. That industry is now spread across Mexico and fuels $500 billion worth of trade between the U.S. and Mexico each year.
Businesses promote this region as an area of global competitiveness.
Kathleen Stout is a political science professor at the University of Texas at El Paso, where Juárez shantytowns are clearly visible from the edge of campus.
People need to unpack that phrase, global competitiveness, and understand what it really means. And it means a kind of competitiveness that is exercised on the backs of workers.
Hundreds of workers from at least 4 other factories in Juárez are also protesting working conditions, including forced overtime without extra pay, neglect of injured workers, and no sick leave. But their main complaint is salary. Wages in Mexico are now 40% cheaper than in China, once the low-cost mecca for manufacturing.
Ahí o pagas los recibos o comes.
You either pay the utility bills or you eat, says Ali López, a former worker at CommScope. Company executives, including the founder of CommScope, declined to be interviewed for this story. A former manager at a major factory in Juárez, who asked to remain anonymous, said, quote, executives fear speaking about unions more than the plague. Back at the parking lot outside the courthouse in Juárez, CommScope workers wrap up their meeting.
Nosotros no queremos que se vaya la empresa.
Cuauhtémoc Estrada, their attorney, says the workers don't want the company to leave. They generate jobs, he says. All they want is for the company to share its profit fairly and allow its workers to have a decent life. For The World, Mónica Ortiz Uribe, Ciudad Juárez.